There is a court built for amounts too small to hire a lawyer for. Most consumer disputes involve amounts where hiring an attorney would cost more than the amount in question. States built a separate court for exactly that gap, with simplified rules and a monetary ceiling. The part that surprises people is what a win actually gets you, because a judgment and the money are two different things. The simple version. Civil court is expensive and slow, mostly because its procedures are built for complicated disputes. That makes it impractical for an argument over a security deposit or an unpaid invoice, where the cost of participating would exceed what is being argued about. Small claims court is the answer states built. California's court system describes it in one line. Small claims court allows you to sue a person, business, or government agency that you think owes you money. Everything specific about it is set by each state, so the figures below are one state's and are labeled that way. The limit, the procedures, and the rules on representation all differ, and the place to check is your own state's court system. The numbers. California's court system states that small claims court allows you to sue a person, business, or government agency that you think owes you money. Judicial Council of California, self-help. In California, the ceiling is generally $12,500 or $6,250 for a business bringing the claim. That is California's limit. Ceilings are set by each state and differ, so no national figure applies. Judicial Council of California. On representation, California states that you can ask a lawyer for advice before you go to court, but you cannot have one with you in court. That is California's rule. Whether attorneys may appear differs by State Judicial Council of California. On what a win produces, California states plainly that you have to collect the money if you win your case, and that the court does not do it for you. Judicial Council of California. California also describes the process as cheaper and faster, putting its filing fee between $30 and $100 with a fee waiver available, and a trial typically about 1 to 2 months after filing. Those are California's figures. Judicial Council of California. California limits appeals asymmetrically. A party who started the case cannot appeal losing it, while a party who was sued can appeal. That is California's rule. Judicial Council of California. The venue runs in both directions. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau states that a debt collector may find other ways to collect from you, including by filing a lawsuit, CFPB. A judgment is a court's determination of who owes what. It is a legal conclusion and does not itself move any money definition. What simplified actually means? The simplification is procedural rather than substantive. The law being applied is the same law. What changes is how much process surrounds it. Filing is designed to be done without a lawyer, using forms rather than drafted pleadings. The pretrial machinery that dominates ordinary civil litigation is reduced or absent. Hearings are shorter, and the rules about evidence are typically less formal. California puts its filing fee between $30 and $100 and its wait to trial at roughly 1 to 2 months. Whether attorneys may participate is one of the details that varies most, and it is worth checking rather than assuming. California says you can ask a lawyer for advice beforehand, but cannot bring one into court. That is one state's rule and not a national one, which is exactly the kind of thing that does not travel across a state line. The ceiling is the other variable, and it varies enough that a claim filed in one state might be too large for the venue in a neighboring one. Both the limit and the procedures are published by each state's own court system. Winning and collecting are two separate problems. This is the part that surprises people most, and it is not an inference. California's court system says it outright. You have to collect the money if you win your case, and the court does not do it for you. A judgment is a court's determination that one party owes another a specific amount. It is a legal conclusion, and it does not transfer anything. If the losing party does not pay voluntarily, the winning party has to take further steps to enforce it, and those are separate proceedings with their own requirements. That is the same structure we described from the other direction when writing about wage garnishment. Garnishment is one of the mechanisms by which a judgment gets enforced, and it exists precisely because a judgment on its own does not move money. So the venue involves two questions rather than one: whether a claim would succeed, and whether a judgment could actually be collected. A defendant with no reachable income or assets produces the same judgment and a very different outcome. The real cost lends on a court many people meet as a defendant. Small claims is usually described as a place consumers go to bring claims. It runs the other way as well, and that shapes what the venue is. The Consumer Financial Protection Bureau says a debt collector may file a lawsuit to collect, so a consumer can meet a civil court as a defendant rather than as a filer. The same simplified procedures apply in both directions, so the accessibility that helps a consumer bring a claim also helps whoever is bringing one against them. A judgment against a person is what enables enforcement mechanisms, including wage garnishment, which we covered separately, and federal law caps how much of a paycheck an ordinary garnishment can reach. Deadlines for responding to a filing are set by each court's own rules and published by that state's court system. What to do in any specific situation on either side depends on the state, the amount, the facts and deadlines that vary. That belongs with the relevant state's court system, a legal aid organization, or an attorney rather than an article. A judgment is a court saying what is owed. California puts it plainly, you have to collect the money if you win, and the court does not do it for you. What this means? The venue exists because the ordinary cost of using a court exceeds the value of most consumer disputes. Knowing it exists, and knowing that its limits and procedures are published by your own state, is most of what makes it usable. The broader idea is that access to a legal remedy is partly a question of cost. A right that is expensive to enforce is weaker than the same right in a venue built to be cheap, and states built this one for exactly that reason. What this is not legal advice, and it is not guidance on whether to file a claim, how to file one, how to prepare, how to respond to a filing, or how to collect a judgment. Those depend on state law, court rules, deadlines, and facts specific to each situation, and they belong with your state's court system, a legal aid organization, or an attorney. Every figure here is California's and is labeled as such. Monetary limits, fees, timelines, rules on represent. Sources. Judicial Council of California, Small Claims Self-Help, https://selfhelpcourts.gov/smallclaimscalifornia. Judicial Council of California, the Small Claims Process, https://selfhelpcourts.gov/smallclaims. Consumer Financial Protection Bureau, what to do when a debt collector contacts you, https://www.consumerfinance.gov/askcfpb/what-should-I-do-when-a-debt-collector-contacts-me-in-1695/. USA Gov, State Consumer Protection Offices, https://www.usagov/state-consumer. USA Gov, Complaints About Consumer Products and Services, https://www.usagov/consumer-complaints.